Chapter 6. A New Home.
The Greggs flew down to the garden and they sat on a wall near the house. Mrs. Gregg began to cry again.
"They have our house," she said. "Where are we going to live now?"
Then the boys started to cry too.
"It isn't safe out here," said Philip. "There are lots of cats, and cats eat birds."
"I want to sleep in my own bed," said William.
"Don't cry,"
Mr. Gregg said.
"I have a plan."
"What is it?"
they asked. Mr. Gregg looked at them and he smiled.
"We're going to build a nest."
"But we can't do that,"
the boys said.
"Yes, we can," said Mrs. Gregg. "We must build a nest because we need a place to sleep. Now, come with me."
They flew to a very tall tree and Mrs. Gregg chose the place for the nest.
"Now we need sticks,"
Mr. Gregg said.
"We need lots and lots of little sticks. Find them and bring them back here."
"But we don't have hands," Philip said.
"Then use your mouths,"
Mr. Gregg said. Mrs. Gregg and the children flew away. Then they carried sticks back to Mr. Gregg in their mouths. Mr. and Mrs. Gregg took the sticks and they started building the nest.
"I need more sticks,"
Mr. Gregg said.
"I want more and more sticks."
Mr. and Mrs. Gregg were very good at making the nest, and now it was very big. Then Mr. Gregg said,
"We don't need any more sticks. We want some nice green leaves to go in the nest. Then we will sleep better."
Mrs. Gregg and William and Philip went to find lots of leaves and they gave them to Mr. Gregg. They all worked for hours and hours. Then the nest was ready.